That's right, Catherine. We've seen over the last number of weeks the Minister of Social Protection, Leo Varadkar, has been fronting a very high-profile campaign against social welfare fraud, which is a problem. But in the overall scheme of fraud that takes place within the state, it's not the major problem. And I was speaking on Leaders' Questions today, calling on the government to address white-collar crime, which actually puts social welfare fraud in the halfpenny place in terms of the cost to a state and society. White-collar crime is estimated in Ireland to cost over 2.5 billion euros a year. And the extent of social welfare fraud is 60 times less than that. But we don't see any commitment from the government in actually dealing with white-collar crime at all.
Now, you're also claiming that the Social Protection Minister has his figures wrong in relation to state savings resulting in anti-fraud.
That's right. He's been very disingenuous, I think, in the way that he's presenting this. The image that's been presented from the campaign is that there's over 500 million euros a year in savings to be made in this Department of Social Protection and dealing with fraud and what they call control issues. But actually, when you dig down into those figures, that the fraud only amounts to 41 million euros a year, and that the rest of the savings can be made through mistakes that have been made within the department itself and assessing people's eligibility for different payments. So the minister has been trying to massage the figures and make it look worse than it is, and you would be forgiven for thinking that this might have something more to do with the leadership of Fine Gael rather than actually dealing with the issues.